Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
On WGR.
The singing voice of a former producer of ours, Tom Sitch, who I just saw a picture of on Instagram. He was in New Zealand.
Yes, I've been seeing that on Facebook.
Looking for ligers.
Right, Tom. Love you, buddy.
Tom got so mad when we reined him in the animal draft once. He's like, what do you mean it's not real? He's out there in New Zealand looking up animals that we would probably say are fake, but they're actually real because they're in New Zealand. That's got to be what's happening here. He's probably there for that reason. He hasn't let go.
Right. He's still carrying a grudge about us smacking him about a lion and tiger combining into an animal called liger.
Why would you draft? Why would you draft a lion when you could draft a liger when you get both?
Yeah.
Two for one. Tom was great. With us now on the Wester Hotline, Sal Capaccio. What's not great, it seems, is this business with Darius Slay and Jamarcus Ingram. The Bills just lost a player here, Sal. Is it not that simple?
It's pretty simple to me. I mean, they added a player who apparently isn't going to play for them, and they lost a player who, to me, provided a needed role as a depth piece. So it's just wrapping my head around it. I don't know exactly yet until we hear from Sean McDermott or Brandon Bean, you know, what the thought process was through all of this to know exactly what happened, why, what the resolution is with Darius Slay. But I would say this, I'm sure they understood the risk of losing Jamarcus Ingram, right? I mean, when you put him on waivers, you know another team can claim him. So I'm sure they understood that going in. Whether they thought someone would or would not, we don't know. But you understand it could happen. He's a young player who plays a depth role, versatile for them, and I think that's somebody that is really helpful in this organization.
Yep.
I mean, he's a guy that you know, last year people said they should have turned to him instead of, you know, Kyrie Elam in the AFC Championship game, in Kansas City, because I think he had performed better at that point. That said, we know he's not a starting level necessary player, but somebody I think that could be useful. As far as Slay is concerned, as we know, the reporting is that he will not report to Buffalo. He's contemplating his future. So in the meantime, guys, until there's a resolution to that, the Bills have to carry him on their 53. They don't have an option to go get somebody else.
So what would the Bills be culpable for not knowing what Slay was going to do?
Yeah, right.
Could they probably couldn't have talked legally, have talked to him when he played for Pittsburgh, although they were on the same field. Maybe, who knew that he was going to be released, I guess.
Right, yeah. I'm wondering how much a team can know before they put the claim in whether or not a guy wants to come play for them. Like, do you just blindly put the claim in and hope? Or can you talk to an agent and say, like, look, we're thinking about claiming your guy. Will he come here?
I mean, you really can't talk to team players, right, as you know. I mean, I'm sure they're in situations, there could be backdoor channeling or whatever, but I'm always reminded of the Sean Merriman claim that Buddy Nix made. And Sean Merriman has told the story many times. Like, he just got a phone call, and Buddy Nix's like, yeah, we just claimed you. He's like, what? I'm not going to Buffalo. What are you talking about? Like, it came out of the blue. So I think that's how it works. Like, you claim a guy, and hey, well, you're coming to our place. Sorry, we claimed you, and this is the way the business works. So
they wouldn't even have had a chance to find out this answer just to make sure while he was on waivers.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I'm not saying talk to him, you know, while the Pittsburgh game is going on or even afterward, but once he's on the waiver wire, is it illegal to call his agent and just feel it out before you put the claim in and cut your guy?
I don't know. Yeah. I really don't know.
Sorry.
I don't know. That's getting into the weeds of it that I don't really know, except I would say that if you want him, you want him.
right.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter because, I mean, there's a part of this which is from all the reporting that we've seen as well, the Eagles were very interested, and I think he might have been interested in going back to Philly.
Right.
So did the Bills do this on purpose to make sure that they kept him away from a team they're playing in a few weeks?
That would be, right?
I mean, every win is critical at this point. It's possible. I don't know.
It is, but at the risk of losing a player yourself,
I agree.
That just seems like I'm not sure that the pros and cons add up in your favor in that situation without having some assurance that the guy would come or not. And like, I don't know. It looks right now, until we do know more, if we ever do know more, it looks like a really bad job.
Yeah. So, it's interesting. Jeff McLean, who writes for the Philadelphia Inquirer, he actually yesterday, when like Slay was on waivers and then when the Bills claimed him, actually tweeted that he thought it was a possibility that Slay wouldn't report to Buffalo. And he said there was mutual interest between Slay and the Eagles reuniting. And I'm like, well, if he knows that, then right. Go back to your original question. Wouldn't other people maybe know that?
Right.
So is it just the Bills going, we don't care, we want to keep you away from the Eagles? Is the Bills saying, hey, we really want them, and we'll convince them to come to Buffalo? That could be it, right? I mean, that, you know, this is a player that we want, and we're going to, you know, we have his rights. He has no other choice. He's got to come here. He doesn't play. So I just think there's a lot here that we don't totally know yet. And at the end of the day, I agree. It doesn't look great that they just lost Jamarcus Ingram to a conference rival, by the way, who you could wind up playing in the playoffs as well.
Houston.
The Houston Texans. And you don't have the player that you put a claim in for yesterday.
So you just said they got to carry him. Like, what's the window on that? Like, can they move him soon to, like, a reserve didn't report list or something and then replace, you know, go find another corner somewhere?
There is a reserve/did not report list. That is an option from what I understand at some point. I don't know when that point would be.
Okay.
If you remember Dree Archer, remember that name?
Mm-hmm.
The Bills claimed a guy named Dree Archer, like this fast, really fast player. He played for the Pittsburgh Steelers as well, ironically. This is a young player, though, and he just decided he's not reporting to Buffalo. Several years ago, obviously now, maybe 10 years ago. And he just decided he's not coming to Buffalo. And at some point, I think they put him on the reserve did not report list, and he just gets stashed away until he comes. Now, generally, that list is reserved for people who are in contract holdouts, training camp, did not report, something like that. This is a weird one. This is a different one. So I'm not sure the mechanism of it, but yes, that is an option. I mean, if he really is going to retire, you could put him on the reserve retired list. Then that would open a 53 spot, but guess what? So everybody knows, you can't just retire and then choose your team to come back to. If the Bills were to do that, he'd still be
the Bills,
the property of the Buffalo Bills if he decided to play again until they specifically released him.
Well, I'll just say two things because we don't need to spend the whole time on a guy that's never going to play for them probably. But one is, it's not like he was good. I mean, Pittsburgh was dissatisfied. They were done. They're not eliminated or anything. It's not like he was good in the present. And the other is, I know you're not saying this. You're saying it's possible. I can't believe the Bills would just want to block the Philadelphia Eagles for this player. Like, it's just, yes, they play, and they also play, you know, teams he's faced already this season. But that just does not seem like a smart idea. It's not enough. You know, if the Bills were so big on that, they could be doing that every week, just like picking up guys. It sort of feels like a, you know, more of a fan idea than an actual real NFL team idea.
Yeah, I'm trusting that they saw enough. In something in particular, you know, certain matchups, whatever, that they thought this guy can help us, you know, even if it's just if we suffer an injury. They've had a very rough year injury wise. So this is a player that, you know, you do your work on everyone, right? He's available. Let's go under the hood. What do we see here in man coverage? What do we see in different schemes? What do we see in matchups against, you know, different players when the defense is playing this scheme or what? And I want to trust that they had enough football reasons to want him in the first place. And it's kind of a bummer, I think. You know, I don't know how much of an impact you would have expected him to have, but he did, you know, he was on the Eagles Super Bowl team last year. He had an interception in the wild card round against the Packers. So it's not like he's miles away from having helped the team.
Agreed on all of that. I would tend to lean more on the they wanted this player
right.
than they just wanted to block the Eagles. But considering that there was already reporting from a reporter saying the Eagles and Slay would like to reunite, and that reporter even said maybe he won't report to Buffalo, kind of gets you okay, well, if that's the case, then I'm sure somebody somewhere might have known that, but it doesn't matter. Even if you know it in your own building, even if Brandon Bean knew it or scouts knew it or whatever, they may say, yeah, well, guess what? We're going to claim and we'll convince him to come to Buffalo and, you know, he's got no choice. Well, his choice would be just not to play, I guess. So we'll see about that. So I agree with you, Bulldog. I would lean that way more than anything. And then the other piece of this that I just, again, it's tough for me to see is they released Jamarcus knowing that he'd go on waivers. And to me, that's a player that can help you, but he has been a healthy scratch. And you do know the risk of it, right? It's not like you're just releasing him going, oh, we'll get him back. Like, you know someone can claim him. So was the plan was the plan already that they were going to move on from him in some capacity? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know that, but it feels like maybe that was the case. So what do they do now? Well, they're down a DB now. They're down a corner on their 53, by the way. They only have three outside corners, Christian Benford, Max Harrison, and Tre'Davious White. So is the answer now you could elevate Dane Jackson, or you could sign him to the 53-man roster.
Yeah,
that could have been it too. Maybe they were going to sign Dane and release Jamarcus anyway. I don't know. I'm just trying to come up with, you know, what possibilities could have been happening here.
Do we know there weren't other teams also putting claims in? Do we know it was just the two teams? Because if it's reverse record, I mean, they could have been blocking them from Indianapolis, which lost Gardner or some other team above them in the standings.
It's a good question. I have not seen or heard any reporting on that, only the Eagles, but it is very possible.
Okay. Today, so new name on the injury report. Everybody's taking a turn. A.J. Epenesa, from the defensive line at least, Epenesa in street clothes, foot injury. Do we know how serious or maybe when that happened?
So my guess is it did not happen at practice yesterday. I know they had a lot of like practice injuries and people are asking why. And the reason I say that is if it happened at practice, it probably wouldn't have finished practice or in some capacity would have had, you know, the some sort of designation, right? But then again, Ed Oliver got stepped down at the end of a walkthrough and, you know, they evaluated it and so it could happen. He was out there today walking around. It's not like he was off somewhere that we didn't see him. So I'm encouraged by that. It's the day of this happening. We don't know what happened, but it puts you in a pretty tough spot here too because you only have Greg Rousseau and Javon Solomon now as seemingly your only two healthy defensive ends. You have Morgan Fox, who I suspect anyway because of Joey Bosa's injury would be up with the team this week. Like, that's my guess from the practice squad. He's been here for several weeks now. He's more of a pass rushing defensive end. Shaq Lawson's more of an edge setting defensive end. You have him now and Andre Jones Jr. You have to go into a game of four defensive ends. So my guess, unless you just figure TJ Sanders can play that spot, you could do that too. He's been playing it. And you do have six defensive tackles. You can make all of them active. So we don't know what A.J. Epenesa, tomorrow we'll find out. I'm going to ask Sean McDermott about him on the Extra Point Show when he joins me. We'll ask about him and Dalton Kincaid and others. But, yeah, it's not ideal, obviously, now.
That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, they've been thin enough at defensive end already before Bosa and Epenesa left that T.J. Sanders was taking snaps at defensive end. And now to be down potentially both of them, Epenesa and Bosa, is really tough.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, you're going against Joe Burrow, who has taken a lot of sacks in his career, and that's part of the reason why, you know, he's been a little bit banged up. Now, they've been better this year. Their offensive line has done a decent job this year. And when Burrow was in earlier in the year, There wasn't as many sacks taken. I think, you know, Flacco just, you know, got rid of the ball real quick if he wanted to, you know, because he didn't want to get hit. But either way, they've been better this year, but it's not a super mobile quarterback, especially with his toe. So you'd love to have those guys being able to, you know, kind of put some pressure on him. And obviously now you're going to have to get that somewhere else. And we'll see about Epinesa, though.
The betting odds, the line and the total, predicting pretty much a shootout here, Sal, 29.5 to 24. Bills are a sizable favorite, but I don't think any of us will have any trouble picturing Cincinnati and Burrow dealing, even if the Bills weren't so roughed up defensively. Like, we've seen that before. He looked pretty good. Joe Goodberry, when we talked to him yesterday, said he thought Burrow was rusty in the beginning, but then he likened how he played to Forrest Gump running and the braces falling off, like, over the course of that game against Baltimore. And I thought of stepping in, but Bulldog now has seen Forrest Gump, right? You finally got around to that.
I did when the kids were, I don't know, 12 and 10 maybe. Yeah.
Like, I don't know, this isn't exactly the word I want, but would you be scared here? I mean, this is not the team you want to play really in any kind of adverse conditions, and by that I mean your injury report.
No, I mean, like, I think that they're already a really talented team. Their defense is not good, though. And I know they played better lately, but that's the side of the ball I think that you can try to attack. And I think, Mike, that's why you're bringing up the over-under, the line. I think it's because maybe this is a game where the Bills are going to have to just say, all right, we're going to go out there and try and outscore them because they have weapons. Maybe they can score, but we think we can score too. They are pretty much last in the league in almost every rushing or passing like metric, you know, total yards, yards per play. If not, it's very, very close to that. So,
yep.
Yeah, they
points.
This is a game where it could very well be a game where it's, you know, a little bit more high scoring.
What did you observe as far as Dalton Kincaid is concerned today, Sal?
So he has a brace on his left knee. Yesterday he was listed on the injury report as hamstring/knee, and it's only been hamstring up to this point. But he was practicing today, and he was in a blue jersey today, which is not a non-contact jersey. Mm-hmm. And he had the brace on, and, you know, he seemed like he was doing normal stuff that we would normally see tight ends do. Obviously, you know that we can't watch every part of practice, but to me it looked like that was the case. So we'll see. Did something get aggravated? I think the big question here is, did something get re-aggravated in a knee that he's already had, you know, issues with the knee? Or is this more of a, hey, he's to a point now where the hamstring's good, we want to put him on the field, but let's be sure, because of the hamstring, that we don't compromise something else that he had been dealing with. That could be it too. And because you're doing that, you list him on the report because he's put a brace on. That could be very much the case. A couple people pointed out to me that the hamstring is connected to the knee, obviously. So maybe because of the hamstring injury, putting a little strain on the knee just caused it to flare up or something like that. But I don't think it has to be anything super serious. But, you know, we'll see. It could be something that we're still monitoring here in the next several weeks.
Is it coming up on fifth-year option decision time on Kincaid?
No, this is year three. So, yeah, this summer. Well,
May
this
of
spring.
Next year, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
What
After
would
the
you,
season, May.
What, you think it's automatic? You think it's not automatic?
Well, I think that they'll pick up the fifth-year option the way I look at it now. I think that that just gives you more opportunity and options to do things a year from now.
Okay.
Because remember, picking up the fifth year option has no bearing on his fourth year, which is already guaranteed in the salary he's making, but it gives you a whole year then to do an extension, evaluate more. It just gives you more time for more information, basically. And when he's on the field, he's been good. The availability's been the issue, obviously.
Right.
You never like to see that. But I think if they're confident they can, you know, get him healthy, keep him healthy, it would be a player I think they'd want to go forward with. Yeah, he's a first round pick that's produced when he's played.
I would guess that, too. That's why I worded it, is it automatic they would do it?
Right.
Because you would think that they probably would do it. But the story going into the offseason was get stronger and basically hold up to the grind.
That's,
and that
not
has
going
not
so
happened.
Great. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
So
that's right.
They could end up, I mean, I'm not going to predict this, but they could end up signing up for the fifth year. And I don't know, this series of leg injuries is just going to, you know, do them in. Maybe, so you wouldn't want to have that happen if you're the Bills.
Yeah. Speaking of guys, go ahead. You got something else?
They could also just not do that and say, let's see how year four goes.
Right. That's right. That's right. And then just, you know, decide his future after that without the fifth year hanging there.
It could be interesting.
Yeah.
He might. Mm-hmm. It might come down to what happens from here. Like, he's got to get out there and mean something to them. You know, he's a he was a big part of the plan.
Yep. You mentioned he's in a regular colored jersey. So is Deion Dawkins. Yeah. How about Spencer Brown and he? It feels like Dawkins is certainly trending in the right direction. I feel myself, my opinion is I expect him to be active and playing in this game. What about Brown?
Yeah, I agree with you on Dawkins. He was still considered limited today, but good steps. You see him in the blue jersey. He's going through the concussion protocol. And just as an aside, T. Higgins in the same situation in Cincy, but he was a full participant today. So he's trending to play against the Bills. Spencer Brown, also limited today, as he was yesterday, in a regular blue jersey, but he had a big wrap slash brace, whatever you want to call it, on his right upper arm. I'd say maybe shoulder. We don't see the actual shoulder because of the shoulder pads, but you can see it underneath there around the bicep area. But obviously he's dealing with the shoulder, so you would guess that, you know, that's what it's intended for. It's going to be an interesting one with him because I think with him it comes down to Deion's different. If you clear concussion protocol, you're ready to go out there and play, right? I mean, that's what it is. With Spencer, it's more of a, I'm sure, how much chance does he have to re-injure something if he goes out there? How effective can he be? And we need to combine all that with the information to make a decision.
Yeah, let's make sure we don't put him in the same situation that he was just in against Houston 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Like, yes, no, that's right. You know, let's not rush that. You know, we don't expect Trey Hendrickson on that side. Not to say, like, that's the only guy I got to worry about. But, like, you know, I feel like I could slow play Brown if I'm getting Dawkins back.
Probably right. I would agree with that. And I think, because of the way the guys played last week, right? I mean, you feel that, you know, they can handle the job. This isn't the same pass rush group that they faced last week. It's also a group that I think you can run on again. So maybe there's not as much urgency in this particular matchup to have to feel that way as well. Plus you're at home, right? Where you remember Alec Anderson last week on the road, he had a couple of false starts early. Being on the road was a big part of that. And having TJ Watt across from him. You're at home here. The cadence is a little bit different. A little more comfortable environment for a guy like Alec Anderson or Ryan Vandermark.
Should be a fun game tonight, Sal. Who do you like?
It should be, yeah. Every time, I just keep having, like, my recency bias on the Cowboys always creeps in. I thought they would lose pretty comfortably to the Chiefs. Because I'm like, yeah, the Cowboys, right? I mean, like, they're just not that good. I mean, they have some nice players and they can score some points. But the Chiefs will go in there and beat them. And that didn't happen. And I kind of feel the same way tonight, but Detroit hasn't been the same. Detroit is not going to have Amon-Ra St. Brown, which is really big for them. But I think their offensive line is getting healthier, which is nice. I'm going to pick Detroit just because of that. And maybe it's just me not believing in Dallas as much as I should.
Dallas has a look at beating Kansas City, Philadelphia, Kansas City, and Detroit 3 weeks in a row. Pretty good run if they can do it. They're a 3.5-point underdog. Thank you, Sal. We'll talk again tomorrow.
By the way, have you guys ever been to Savannah, Georgia?
Yes.
Yes.
That is where I've been to Savannah and I've seen the bench where they film the scene, Forrest Gump, when he talks about the box of chocolates.
I've seen the bench.
Yeah, I was there before the movie came out. It is on the list of, I went there with my family when I was a kid. It is a place that's on the list for myself and Mrs. Parker.
My sister was just there raving about it. I was there with my family and had a nightmarish experience. And I can't really blame Savannah. Everybody loves Savannah, but it poured. We were there for one night. The hotel experience was miserable. We needed a cot and, you know, we had a crib maybe in those days.
Oh, boy.
And there was a sign at the desk literally that said, if you're dissatisfied for any reason, we will refund your room. And the hoops I had to jump through just to get a credit for another room at a different hotel somewhere else. That's the best I was able to do. And I just, we had a long drive home and I have them on the phone. My wife and I are just losing our minds. You literally have a sign that says, all I have to do is say it.
Right.
And everything, like the heater broke, everything was bad about it. And it still didn't lead to a refund. So that's my Savannah.
Yeah, don't judge the community at large.
I don't want to.
You're not. I just right.
Just the hotel manager and the weather. All right, thanks, Al.
You got it, guys.
That's our Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. His appearances are brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
Trista Crick after sports here on WGR.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
They can win the Super Bowl like this. If you play this old school physical smash mouth football, I'm in. Let's take a look here. The Bills ran the ball 51 times. Do it again. Again and again. Banged up O-line doesn't matter. 32 of those were to James Cook, a stud. He was their leading receiver on the day. Keep doing that too. They drew up a bunch of stuff for Josh, design runs wise. Everything funneled through running backs and tight ends. 32 of Josh's yards were to receivers. 32. And they controlled the freaking ball for 42 minutes. You never, like, it was unbelievable. It was absolutely perfect.
Kay Adams, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. With us now on the Wester Hotline is Trista Crick. And as enjoyable as I'm sure it would be to spend our entire time with Trista catching up on her life, because I can't imagine how many things have happened and changed since whatever it's been, a month or so since we last spoke. We do want to get to some, you know, some Bills takes here eventually. But Trista, first of all, how are you?
I'm great. I'm happy to come on. I am super excited to talk to you guys. This is a really fascinating Bills year. But also just in general, like great sports year as a whole so far.
What an interesting season, right? I mean,
yeah.
Chiefs out, Lions out, maybe Ravens end up out. Bills could. Their odds are pretty good to make it. But really, it's interesting when you have surprises.
Yeah, it is. I think it's like there's a lot of powers that feel like they've dimmed a bit from the last couple of years, right? Like we saw a couple of years ago, the Bengals look so great. And even last year with Joe Burrow, even though they were losing a lot of games, that offense was elite. Obviously, you know, Buffalo had a great year last year. Ravens looked like they were headed to maybe a Super Bowl. Maybe they were going to be the one to take down the Chiefs. Lamar was having an MVP-esque season. You know, so you look at these teams and you're like, wow. Or even Houston from 2 years ago just hasn't looked the same last year and this year. So it feels like there's a little bit of a changing of the guard. And now you've got the Patriots looking really good. Denver's starting to figure it out, even though I think that's kind of fool's gold. And like, you know, the Steelers are the Steelers. They still continue to stay right around 500. And this time, though, it feels like Mike Tomlin might want out.
Yeah. How much of the benefit of the doubt are you inclined to give the great teams like the Bills and the Chiefs and the Ravens year over year here for the last 4 or 5 years in a year like this? Like, do you just expect them to eventually get it right? The Ravens and the Chiefs anyway, well, the Ravens have got the weak division to make it work. The Chiefs are starting to run out of runway here. But I mostly have been waiting for those teams at the top to stumble. Indianapolis finally did, but the Patriots and the Broncos are 11-2 and 10-2, and like, I don't know. I don't think they're invincible, but their records are going to be hard to see them topple.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what I've done, is like, well, these are good teams. Not that much has changed in terms of their identity and like their roster, so at some point they've got to figure it out, but you're right. You can't make any noise in the playoffs if you don't get to the playoffs. So that's kind of the main issue, I think, facing the Chiefs and the Ravens. And I think the Ravens probably will win the division. So if they win this weekend against Pittsburgh. So I think like that's the main issue that I have. The Chiefs feel like they've figured it out 1 week and then maybe haven't. Same thing with Buffalo, right? Like 2 weeks ago. You lose to Houston, and then it looks somewhat dicey to Pittsburgh, and then you go on a huge run in the second half. So, yeah, you're right. Like, I just am inclined to give those elite teams the benefit of the doubt, even though it's freaking, like, week 14.
Right. Yeah, Mike, we talked yesterday on our show, and Mike made, I think, a really good point about the Bills, or maybe it was 2 days ago.
Thank you.
But the like their offense, their record even, is not really that far off at all, if at all, from last year. The only thing that's really different is that New England is there, and that happened a lot faster than most of us expected.
As they would say, it's getting late early. You know, I think that's the thing, is you didn't expect Drake May's nickname to be Drake May. Drake May, right? Like, that's how good he's been. I was talking to friend of show Eric Eager, who's one of the analytics guys for the Carolina Panthers now, but one of the smartest guys that I know in football, and he said he would take Drake May over almost any quarterback in the league outside of maybe Patrick Mahomes. So like, that says a lot about what they got. And Mike Vrabel has been an instant cohesion creator. They have an identity. Obviously it was a mess last year, and we were kind of thinking maybe Vrabel would take over even last year. So, yeah, they've gotten their stuff together in a way that I think people who didn't like the dynastic reign of the Patriots are kind of like, well, I was hoping for a longer fall off.
Yeah, I was not emotionally prepared for them to be a problem already, Trista. I mean, it's been 5 years, the Bills winning the division, so it's not like it happened overnight, but they weren't completely off. The Bills had to beat them in a wild card game in 21. So it's not like they were gone for that long, and I'm not enjoying this resurgence, because it seems pretty real.
I thought they might have folded after that loss. Folded the franchise. It was that bad, but they didn't. So, yes. Thanks.
We were hoping.
Playoff games. The last time the Bengals were here, you were there. That's the last time.
Bills-Bengals. I remember. That was a tough one. That was like the coldest I've ever been in my entire life.
Was your friend a Bengals fan? I feel like there was some tie to the Bengals you had.
My friend lived in Cincinnati.
Okay.
At the time. The Bengals fans are obnoxious. Oh my goodness. I tell you what. That, like, they're chanting, and they're orange tiger stripe Bengal stripes, and they seemed unfazed by the weather, and it was like wet and cold simultaneously. It was a brutal. I might not come back to Buffalo until the new stadium's built.
That's at least next year. I mean, try to pick a warmer weekend maybe.
No doubt.
Your Cowboys play tonight. How are you feeling about that?
Guys, I'm having a really hard time wrapping my mind around it, to be honest, because I am the quintessential Cowboy pessimist fan, right? There's nothing that you can do to
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Tell me that no matter how good this team looks in the regular season, they will be anything other than a disappointment in the postseason.
Really?
But yes, every single year, right? But like, for how bad it looked, and I said this to Nick Costos, who I do snap judgments with, presented by BetMGM every week, twice a week actually, and I said, I honestly believe that this Cowboys defense is more cohesive, adding Quinn and Williams and, you know, having guys come back from injury than it was when Micah Parsons was on the team. Because we saw, I mean, you guys know what it's like to not be able to stop the run. It's Thank impossible you. To win games unless you can put up 40, and the Cowboys can. But it was hard watching a really abysmal offense and Mike McCarthy doing Mike McCarthy things and a terrible run defense and then guys getting burned on the backside. It was like, I don't know what you can do if you have one of these generational pass rushers. How are we so bad? And now, post-trade deadline, a lot of things in the interior have gotten cleaned up. Kenny Clark has looked awesome. You're getting the first-round picks now, and I think they've been a really good drafter over the course of time overall. And, like, I kind of love Ryan Schottenheimer.
It's all very weird to hear about Dallas, but I get it. It sounds right.
It's weird, right? And, like, I've been fighting with people online because I truly believe that this is a – you can't just have one guy be responsible for every piece of the defense. Things start breaking down if that's all you have.
It's interesting to speak to a young Dallas fan. I mean, they have not been to the NFC Championship.
That's when I got into Dallas, was when it was the peak of their powers. I thought that it was going to be like that every year.
I would have guessed you weren't old enough to remember like the Aikman years.
No, that's what drew me in. That's what drew me in, baby, the Cocaine Cowboys.
95 is their last NFC Championship game, right? 30 years ago.
Yeah, so I would have been 9.
That's old enough. That's when I fell in love with it. 8, 9 years old.
Yep, that works.
Mm-hmm. All right, silver and blue, America's team, silver star, let's go, yeah.
Oh, man, those teams were gross for me, for us.
They were unbeatable.
But when I was 10, I loved the Cowboys, too.
How could you not?
I just, you know.
I guess. There it is. Well, 3.5-point underdogs tonight. Anything else we should know, Trista?
I think that they could win this game. Like, I really think they could beat Detroit tonight. And Detroit's offensive line has been a mess. And, like, they just really defensively don't look the same. If they don't generate a lot of pressure on Dak, Javonte Williams has been kind of like a very big surprise. Yep. And I think a lot of people thought Jaden Blue was going to be the one to really kind of take over the backfield towards the end of the season. He's been largely irrelevant.
Yep. Totally.
I think totally irrelevant. And so, yeah, it's kind of been – and George Pickens, holy crap, right? Like, he looks insane. I don't know how that's going to end up working out at the end of the year and when they have to pay him, and you know how Jerry is. But if I think Detroit's kind of in trouble, and I think we could really see Dak Prescott win an MVP if they win out.
I'm here for it. I got a ticket. All right, Trista, great to connect with you again. Enjoy your weekend.
Love you guys. Enjoy your time. Take care. Thanks. Happy holidays.
Thanks, Trista. Trista Crick, you can find on X Bulldog.
Yes, you definitely can.
Trista _ Crick.
Thank you for knowing that. I obviously clammed up after I said, yes, you can. That's all I knew.
We'll pick the game after this. Cowboys and Lions tonight, Thursday Night Football. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.